Ever since it was shown at Sundance last winter, 13 has sent shockwaves of recognition through viewers. The film is a joyride through the kind of hell that sometimes comes with adolescence. It was co-written by director Catherine Hardwicke and then 13-year-old Nikki Reed. 13 is brutally honest and brutal, too. A much-loved child falls prey to the dark side of girl culture and is wrenched from her much-loved mother. Catherine Hardwicke and Nikki Reed join me now, and thank you both so much for coming in here today.
Thank you so much for having us, Jackie.
We're excited.
This film is one of those films that just left me absolutely twisted with this kind of shock of recognition, of knowing what goes on within families, of how kinked things can get when you don't want them to, when nobody expects it. Overnight, this young girl sees another girl at school, the coolest, hippest, but also sort of the wickedest, darkest girl at school. And in the movie, you play that girl, you, Nikki Reed. she is, in the movie, called Evie. And the effect on the other girl, Tracy, is instantaneous. Everything starts to fall apart for Tracy. Grades go. Relationship with the mom goes. Without asking you to totally reveal your life, is that kind of what was happening to you, Nikki?
I was hanging out with a fast crowd. I was hanging out with a really seductive crowd. And, yeah, to an extent, yeah. That is exactly what happened to me. I just got really caught up in the less important things in life, and my priorities changed.
And Catherine, how do you and Nikki know each other?
Well, I've known Nikki since she was 5 years old because her father and I used to go out. So I knew her and her brother and just loved them. She was like such a fun, crazy, like awesome, lively kid, really creative. And so what happened was when Nikki was about 12 and 13, one day I started noticing that Nikki had gone through this very drastic change. She was just really angry at her mom, at her dad, her brother, herself, everybody. Mm-hmm. And it really worried me because this fun, great kid, I couldn't see that side anymore.
Was it at that time, Catherine, that you thought, I want to capture this? Or was it after Nikki had kind of come through the other side? And how did she?
At first, I wasn't thinking about capturing it at all. My idea was, you know, how can I help her find other things that she likes that mean something to her. You know, maybe she'll be interested in surfing, reading Jane Austen. That didn't work. but then she mentioned that she was interested in acting. And I'm like, okay, take anything as a good thing, though I was secretly scared like acting could make her a lot more vain. But I thought, let's take acting and take it seriously and let's write your own stuff, because that I thought that would be a good, you know, conduit.
Let's why don't we hear a clip from the movie? This is the scene in which Tracy, played by Evan Rachel Wood, first connects with Evie, the darker one, played by you. Let's hear it.
Cute shirt. Thanks. Cute belt. Call me after school. We can go shopping on Melrose.
Now, what we can't see here, okay, that's so brilliant, and of course this is your directorial debut, is that as these two girls are coming together, they're checking each other out.
Yeah. Such a stare down, right?
It's a stare
down. We call it the shootout.
It just that is, there's this kind of flash, flash, flash. And again, it's all shot in a way that moves us elementally from the kind of frantic, oh, it's a crisis, oh, it's fantastic, oh, it's a crisis, oh, it's fantastic modality that, you know, that is, mm-hmm, especially that aspect
of
adolescence.
That's exactly what I was, by being around Nikki all the time we were working on this, I really did just always kind of refer back to the source, Nikki, in my mind anytime during shooting. She's this super wild roller coaster. I mean, I could be talking to her one minute at my house thinking I'm having this deep conversation. She'll get a cell phone call and she'll go into tears or fly into a rage. 1 second later, I'm like, holy cow, what do I do, you know? And I wanted to feel that. Like, what is it to be 13 with the hormones rushing through, with the emotions? And so part of that handheld camera just put you, it's all handheld, put you right in there with her.
Catherine said earlier, like, I was such a fantastic actress because I could go from, like, 0 to 10, but I think any teenage girl can.
Holly Hunter is incredible as the mother in this film.
Yeah,
and she plays a mom based on your own mom.
Yeah.
In the film, the mom is clearly, there's a subtext here, she's clearly in AA, as is the boyfriend, and has her own issues, but completely loves her daughter. And that...
Yeah, so much love.
So much love. And that bond is so wrenched apart by this destructive newcomer's presence in the family. Let's look at this mother-daughter scene between Holly Hunter and Evan Rachel Wood.
I should be getting back to work. I mean, I could be selling houses right now.
1030 at Nana's.
Mwah! Is that on your shirt?
On your business.
What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Let me see that.
No.
Mom, what is it with you and poking me?
I just want to see what you
got there. Mom, stop!
In the film, Holly Hunter goes through a tremendous kind of shock of recognition that she's losing this girl. She finds, you know, a pair of lingerie with a sort of come-on message on them. She suspects the drug use. She eventually does go through her room and find all the drug paraphernalia. The lying begins. But there's another secret that this young girl has that really is endemic in a lot of girl culture and difficult to talk about, and that is the self-mutilation, the cutting, mm-hmm. which certainly is a problem for teenage girls.
Yeah. I had a lot of friends. That's why it was put into the film, is because I had a lot of friends that were going through that in middle school at such a young age. But even worse, Tracy was more into hiding it. I even saw girls that were walking around just showing everybody. It was like a way of acting out, of getting attention. Mm-hmm. I mean,
cutting their initials.
Yeah.
There's a point, though, Nikki, at which, and I thought this was very interesting, at which not only does Tracy want Evie's life, does she want the fast girl's life, but the fast girl, Evie, wants the security of Tracy's life.
Of the mom, really.
She loves Holly's character, and she's craving that. She's never had anything like that.
Evie loves Mel because she loves how much love there is, and almost in a way you see her get a little bit angry at Tracy at times, like, why don't you want this love? I wish I had something like that. I wish I had a family like this. I wish I had a mom who actually cared where I was going.
And is at home, and I know her, and she cooks for me and makes food.
Hmm. Well, I don't want to give the ending of the movie away, but I will just say that there is an embrace between mother and daughter that is one of the most raw I think I've ever seen on screen. Thank you both so much for being with us and for making this movie.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Catherine Hardwick directed the movie 13. It's based on Nikki Reed's life. It's showing in select theaters around the country. And from NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden.